2 Kings chapter 15. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of Jehovah, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. Only the high places were not removed. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. And Jehovah smote the king, so that he was a leper to the day of his death, and dwelt in a separate house. And Jotham, the king's son, was over the house, judging the people of the land. And the rest of the acts of Azariah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Azariah slept with his fathers. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Jotham his son reigned in his stead. In the 38th year of Azariah king of Judah, Zechariah the son of Jeroboam reigned over Israel in Samaria 6 months, and he did evil in the sight of Jehovah, according as his fathers had done. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, and Shallum the son of Jabesh conspired against him, and smote him before the people, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Zechariah, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. This was the word of Jehovah which he spoke to Jehu, saying, Thy sons shall sit upon the throne of Israel unto the fourth generation. And so it came to pass. Shallum the son of Jabesh began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah king of Judah, and he reigned a full month in Samaria. And Menachem the son of Gadi went up from Tirzah, and came to Samaria, and smote Shallum the son of Jabesh in Samaria, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Shallum, and his conspiracy which he made, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Then Menachem smote Tifsah, and all that were within, and its territory from Tirzah, because they did not open up to him, and he smote it. All the women in it that were with child he ripped up. In the 39th year of Azariah king of Judah, Menachem the son of Gadi began to reign over Israel for 10 years in Samaria. And he did evil in the sight of Jehovah. He departed not all his days from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. Pul the king of Assyria came against the land, and Menachem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to establish the kingdom in his hand. And Menachem exacted the money of Israel, of all those who were wealthy, of each man 50 shekels of silver, to give to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria turned back, and stayed not there in the land. And the rest of the acts of Menachem, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Menachem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah his son reigned in his stead. In the 50th year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekahiah the son of Menachem began to reign over Israel in Samaria for 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of Jehovah. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And Pekah the son of Remaliah, his captain, conspired against him, and smote him in Samaria in the fortress of the king's house, with Argob and Aria, and with him 50 men of the Gileadites. And he slew him, and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Pekahiah, and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekah the son of Remaliah began to reign over Israel in Samaria for 20 years. And he did evil in the sight of Jehovah. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. In the days of Pekah king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria came and took Ijon, and Abel-Beth-Maacah, and Genoa, and Kadesh, and Hazor, and Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and carried them captive to Assyria. And Hoshea the son of Elah made a conspiracy against Pekah the son of Remaliah, and smote him, and slew him, and he reigned in his stead in the 20th year of Jotham the son of Uzziah. And the rest of the acts of Pekah, and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. In the 2nd year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did what was right in the sight of Jehovah. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. Only the high places were not removed. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. It was he who built the upper gate of the house of Jehovah. And the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? In those days Jehovah began to send against Judah Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Ahaz his son reigned in his stead.